The Chicago Police Department is being criticized for two incidents of off-duty officers apparently brawling in bars. Both were caught on videotape. Superintendent Phil Klein is moving to fire one of the officers involved. He's been charged with a felony. And prosecutors are expected to announce any day whether they'll file charges against six officers in the second incident. From Chicago Public Radio, Ahmad Omar reports.
Superintendent Klein says he's sickened.
The past 2 weeks have been disheartening and embarrassing for me, personally and professionally.
With his top brass standing silently behind him, the police chief faced questions Tuesday about the two incidents. Both involved off-duty cops, alcohol, and crucially, videotape. In one case from February, security video allegedly shows Officer Anthony Abate pummeling a female bartender. The video of the woman being pushed to the ground, kicked and punched in the head has been shown countless times on TV, and in a little over a week, it's received over 300,000 hits on YouTube. Abate is charged with battery and faces up to 5 years in prison. He and his lawyer couldn't be reached for comment. Mark Donahue, head of the Chicago Police Union, calls the video despicable, but he says news coverage has been overblown.
The media has a right to report, but I think once it gets to a point where there's a saturation level of what's being fed by the media, then I think there's harm being done.
And Donahue says the actions of a few officers shouldn't tarnish the image of the entire department.
The Chicago Police Department is the greatest police department in the world.
The Abate story came to light earlier this month. Days later, allegations surfaced that six off-duty officers attacked a group of four men at another Chicago bar. The video of that fight hasn't been released to the public, but Klein says it's clear from the tape that on-duty officers responding to the scene were sent away by the off-duty police involved in the fight. He's since taken the six officers off the street.
If you try and shield officers that are accused of misconduct, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
Klein also announced a plan allowing the department to strip officers of police power without waiting for formal charges. But critics, like University of Chicago law professor Craig Futterman, say that's not enough.
Unfortunately, the superintendent is engaged in scandal management, not systemic reform.
Futterman says little was done until the allegations became public.
The department had the first video for 3 months, and the department also had the video of Abate's savage beating of the female bartender. So the real problem is that the Chicago Police Department's entire disciplinary and supervisory system is broken.
Things got even worse on Tuesday when Abate had a court hearing. Squad cars blocked parking lots, TV vans were ticketed, and officers shielded Abate from photographers. Superintendent Klein says the commanding officer there misused police resources.
I thought it was wrong. The captain displayed a terrible lack of judgment and leadership, and I'm moving to demote the captain.
As for Abate, Klein told local radio station WLS last night he's still angry.
If I could hit him with a baseball bat, I would, but I can't. So, I mean, we've done everything we can to take the right action against him.
A police spokeswoman told the Chicago Sun-Times this morning that comment wasn't meant to be taken seriously. For NPR News, I'm Ahmad Omar in Chicago.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.